Greece's Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has been tweeting all day, asking Greeks to vote no in Sunday's referendum on whether to accept budget cuts in exchange for European loans. Yesterday, of course, Greece defaulted on a payment to the IMF. Then Tsipras seemed to be giving in to demands from creditors, offering concessions, but they've been rejected. Nick Voglis owns a restaurant in Athens. Nick, banks are closed. Are you open?
Yeah, we're open, but we're basically pretty much that's just like being closed. Since it was implemented on Monday, the capital control procedures, unfortunately, the only thing you can withdraw from the ATMs is €60 a day, and therefore business has grounded to a halt since Monday morning here in Athens. We are open, but we're operating basically with half of our personnel.
Well, so explain further. I mean, someone might say, well, why can't you just use a credit card?
Well, we don't take credit cards in my shop.
Yeah,
and most restaurants don't take credit cards.
Right, because who trusts the credit? Yeah, at this point.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how are people going without food?
No, well, they do shop in the supermarkets. You know, when it was decided that they were going to impose the capital controls last Saturday, people got worried. They went to the ATMs. They filled up. There were lines at the gas stations. Yeah, people are worried, you know. They were not expecting this to happen here.
Well, and so how are you going to vote on Sunday, this referendum that your prime minister is calling for?
I will definitely vote yes.
Really? Even for more austerity?
That's right.
Why?
Because it's the only way we can stay in the euro. You know, in Greece, many, many years, they had to make a variety of reforms in the public sector, which didn't take place. And therefore, there was a bill created in public sector, as you well know, of about €300 billion. And if you want to be part of the euro and don't want to go bankrupt, you'll have to implement those rules.
Well, what do you say to those who say that this really isn't Greece's problem, that the European Union and the debt collectors, the IMF, are being too tough on Greece? Here's Paul Krugman, a columnist here in the U.S. He said, yes, the Greek government was spending beyond its means in the 2000s, but since then it's repeatedly slashed spending, raised taxes. There's nowhere more to go. Government employment has fallen more than 25%.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, they were on the right track. But unfortunately, the job was not completed. We are a country in the European community which has the biggest public sector in Europe. And all of us in the private sector spend millions to support the situation. So the only way that Greece really can become a true Western country like it is in the United States and Western Europe is to make these reforms.
Yeah. Do you worry, though, about a death spiral? All those people who lose those jobs and those pensions that get cut, they're not going to come into your shop and buy anything.
Well, they haven't been doing that the last 5 years anyways. Look, the main problem in this country is the public sector. There's no other problem. Entrepreneurs here are very, very competitive. I mean, they have to let this thing, this monster that we call public sector, it has to go, it has to finish. Yeah. This is the main issue. I know there are difficult decisions you have to make, but, I mean, you have to decide what do you want. Greece cannot live with a drachma, you know. Greece will become a Cuba with a drachma.
That's Nick Voglis. Again, he owns a restaurant in Athens, a very strong supporter of Greece signing on to the bailout proposals from the European Union. He will be voting yes in Sunday's referendum. Nick, thank you and best of luck to all of you.
Pleasure to speaking to you.